A large bookstore in a small U.S. town has succeeded for many years by giving people a chance to buy a lot of books for a low price. The large and simple bookstore is in the small eastern town of Mount Crawford, Virginia. The Green Valley Book Fair is made up of two large storage buildings totaling 2,300 square meters. Some customers, like Zoe Dellinger, have been buying books at the store for many years.
I've been coming since I was in my early 20s. The thrill of finding a new book is very serendipitous here, because you can't come and say, I'm buying the new Nicholas Sparks book today. That's not what this place is about. This place is about finding wonderful treasures.
And those treasures are not costly.
I found a wonderful book that I wanted. It was very expensive at the time. $25, $26 was expensive for me to purchase a new book. I found that book here for $5. I was so excited. So that has kept me coming back just to see what treasure I'll find.
The Green Valley Book Fair has 500,000 new and old books about politics, religion, science, travel, cooking, and many other subjects. Michelle Branner is the manager of the store.
My parents actually started this bookstore about 46 years ago. My dad collected old books and then decided that he wanted to sell some of them. And it went so well, it just kind of evolved to what it is today.
The bookstore is only open 6 times a year for 3 weeks. About 25,000 people visit during each period. The store sells about $2 million worth of books every year.
We buy our books at a fraction of retail, and we can sell them for the prices that we do and keep our overhead low. That's why we don't have any fancy buildings or anything like that.
People have visited the store from many American states and from Kenya, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Russia. Tom Witten is from the eastern city of Bristol, Connecticut.
We have our whole family with us this time, so we said, oh, you got to see this book fair, and so we brought them all here today. It meets every family's need that likes to read.
I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.